Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Tata Coffee Limited Q1 FY19 earnings conference call, hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gaurav Jogani from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, all. It's a pleasure to welcome everyone on behalf of ICICI Securities to Q1 FY19 Tata Coffee earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Sanjeev Sarin, MD and CEO, and Mr. K. Venkata Ramanan, ED Finance and CFO. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Morning. This is Sanjeev here, MD CEO of Tata Coffee Limited. April-June quarter has been a mixed one. While there has been significant improvement over quarter four last year, profit performance is lower compared to the same period last year. The instant coffee and green coffee businesses have performed well due to some smart mix, deft sales management, and rupee depreciation, despite coffee terminals being low. Pepper prices and adverse climatic conditions in the tea plantations have significantly adversely impacted profits. The company's standalone income for the quarter is at 159 crores compared to 181 crores of the previous year. Company's standalone profit before tax for the quarter is at 17 crores vis-à-vis rupees 31 crores, and profit after tax is at rupees 13 crores compared to rupees 24 crores for the same period last year. Arabica coffee terminals remain soft through the quarter, with the New York index at 116 pounds level at the start of the year and closing at 111 at the end of the quarter. Large crops in Brazil and Vietnam for Robusta, combined with the weakening local currencies versus the US dollar, continue to keep the terminals soft. Anticipating the stress, the trend, we monetize most of our premium Arabicas with strong quality-based differentials. The London coffee terminals for Robusta has fluctuated through the quarter, opening at $1,739 per metric ton, briefly touching a high of $1,831 per metric ton and closing at $1,678. We had managed our Robusta inventories very well and managed to catch the hardening differentials on the back of a severely short Indian crop. We have been able to appropriate better realizations for our Robustas as a combination of better differentials and also the foreign forex benefit from a depreciating rupee. Our green bean differentials overall have been strong, driven by better grade mixes and right timing of sales. We had expanded our specialty coffee operations like Monsoon Coffees and Microlots this year and have been able to increase the marketable quantities to marquee roasters across the globe. Pepper has been an area of focus for our plantations and a strategic growth driver. While we have been blessed with a good crop for the year, the overall domestic production of pepper has also increased by about 14%, and Vietnamese pepper is still trading at a significant discount to Indian origin pepper. Despite the minimum import price restriction of rupees 500 per kilo being in place, pepper prices have dipped from rupees 403 per kilo at the start of the quarter to rupees 372 per kilo at the end of the quarter. While we have tried to address this by focusing on discerning customers who value certified, traceable, and premium quality of pepper, the market price drop has been quite steep and has severely impacted profits. Our estates in Coorg and Hassan have received very encouraging monsoon showers this year. The estimates so far indicate multi-decade high in terms of total quantum of rainfall received. This will help the health of the plants reeling from the effects of two consecutive years of poor rainfall. Good rainfall has also helped us fill up our rainwater harvesting tanks. The weather in Annamalai, where our tea estates are located, has however been extremely adverse. Continuous rainfall coupled with strong winds has severely impacted crop output, and this has been one of the major impacts on our overall quarterly profits. To mitigate the impact, we have focused on maximizing our bought leaf operations and have also brought in multiple cost optimization measures. The strategic step of converting one of our CTC factories into orthodox has also helped garner better realizations. Profitability of the value-added instant coffee business improved both sequentially as well as with respect to the corresponding quarter previous year. This was achieved through a better product mix, favorable commodity costs and exchange rate benefits. Revenue was lower due to adverse impact of sales in one geography while most other geographies were ahead of last year. We have expanded our instant coffee customer base and sales from new customers contributed to 7% of the total volume in the quarter. Our Vietnam freeze-dried project is on track. Construction and installation work is on in full swing and we hope to start production before the end of the financial year as scheduled. The company's consolidated total income for the quarter was 422 crores compared to 367 crores of the same quarter previous year. 8 o'clock has recorded a total income of $39.6 million for the quarter compared to $28.8 million for the same quarter previous year. The increase is led by restructuring of and the growth in the pods business. The consolidated profit for before tax for the quarter is lower at 41 crores vis-a-vis 62 crores of the previous year. The consolidated group net profit post non-controlling interest is at rupees 22 crores compared to rupees 34 crores of the same quarter previous year. In summary, there is an improving trend from the previous quarter, underperformance continued in tea business and the declining pepper prices. With this, I'm going to hand it over to Venkat.
Good morning to all. So Sanjeev has summarized the performance. I just wanted to add a couple of points. One was the standalone turnover was lower, primarily driven by lower ICD volumes and lower sales of the plantation products. Operational profit has been impacted, as Sanjeev mentioned, due to lower pepper crop and adverse impact on, crop impact on in tea. And expenses have been fairly well controlled. And consolidated, EOC has had a decent quarter with the improved revenues. And green cost has been lower there. And one-time exceptional long, you know, redundancy cost. With this, I open up, we are open to questions.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Sameer Gupta from India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. This is Percy Panthaki here. So my question is on 8 o'clock coffee. I understand that the revenues are positively impacted by this change in arrangement with Keurig, where instead of a royalty, now certain channels you are distributing yourself, and you've got a good benefit of that. Earlier, it was mentioned like 6-8 months back that this arrangement is going to be positive for the company. Even at EBITDA level, it's going to be beneficial. But this quarter, I see that EBITDA on a YOY basis actually gone down 2%. And other expenses have really shot up in the 8 o'clock coffee business. So just wanted to understand the reasons for the same.
So the impact on the EBITDA is a temporary one, which is largely driven by when we have taken over the distribution. There have been listing requirements in the trade in the U.S., which is a part and parcel of introductions, and therefore the temporary hit which has happened.
Additionally, the whatever has happened, the new arrangements is kind of settling down. So I think we'll have to watch for a couple of more quarters.
Okay, so these listing fees, they are like one-time fees, or they are to be paid every year, or how does it work?
One-time listing fees.
Okay. That's it from me, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kush Gangar from Care PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, what was the loss in terms of volumes in instant coffee in Q1? Due to one geography?
So roughly, you see, overall we would be down by around 7 to 8% in total volume. So it's majorly driven in due to the spray spray dry powder in lower market impacts in Russia.
Okay, and so with rising crude prices, do you believe the pressure in this major geography which you mentioned should ease going forward, resulting in recovery of the volume lost?
See, what we need to understand is, if you remember, I don't know whether you were in the previous one, we had initially spoken about impact on freeze dry, which has over the last 2 years, quarters significantly gone up. Quarter on quarter, we have made up significant volumes on freeze dry. In terms of spray, there is a market restructure also that is happening, and therefore our job currently is to expand into other markets which we are working on.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Yash Agarwal from Crest Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
On 8 o'clock coffee, could you quantify what this listing fees that you've paid is, which is a one-time in nature fee?
That's very difficult to quantify and put numbers on this. It's part and parcel of the P&L, but that is a major impact that has happened.
So, going forward, after a few quarters, when the new arrangement settles down, what sort of EBITDA margin should one look at in 8 o'clock?
I can only say that this has to improve. I can't give a number what we should expect.
So it will depend on the competition intensity and promotions and all that. So it will not be correct to put a number. But our hope, what we can definitely look at is that in terms of improvement in the margins over time.
Yes. You have to appreciate the fact that we're going ahead is very strategically driven to take charge of distribution, have direct contact with retail, to establish ourselves on the growth trajectory with a better presence.
And sir, a question on the instant coffee volume. So, this whole year, how do you see the volumes growing? Because I think last fiscal we saw a 15% decline. So, this whole year, do you think that you'll be able to achieve the FY17 level of volumes in instant coffee?
See, I can't make a commitment on volumes, what is going to happen, but very fact is that we are clearly working towards expanding into geographies, into customers, to increase or improve our volumes. We know what capacities we have. Our job is to ensure we sell everything we produce.
And so a question on Vietnam. So, one of your competitors has recently said that, the freeze-dried market, they have ample supply which is coming up over the next 2 years.
Yes, speak louder, please.
Little louder, yes.
Sure. So one of your competitors, sir, has said that, in the freeze-dried space, a lot of new capacity is coming over next 2 years. And, they anticipate some competitive pressure. So do you agree to that, or what's your view on the freeze-dried
market? We have always maintained in every call that we've had that the long-term supply-demand gap is significant in terms of freeze-dried. Okay? So whether there's a temporary surplus happen, doesn't happen, over the next 1 or 2 years, the gap is going to intensify because that's where the growth is coming from.
Okay. And so we are on track with to start production of the new Vietnam plant by Q4?
I mentioned in our opening statement, yes,
yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Kinjal Desai from the Reliance Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just like to understand a bit on the 8 o'clock competitive scenario, given, you know, we're seeing that the coffee terminals are so down so far. So normally it tends to increase the trade spends, etc., in the market. So could you just give a color on that, please?
Yes, you're right, Kinjal. Because of the low commodity prices, there are intensified promotional efforts that are happening from every competitor in the marketplace, and also the fact that private label is aggressive over there. So the competitive pressure, you're right, is very, very intense right now in the market in coffee.
Okay, and for the same, what would be, would we see heightened spends for the same from 8 o'clock also to kind of gain or maintain share?
They see the entire market is in a competitive scenario, so everybody is going to ensure they are able to maintain share, and the maintain share is from three areas: promotion, distribution, and reaching the consumer messaging. And it's a mix of this which 8 o'clock is also going on.
Okay, and just to, from my understanding point of view, given the fact that pots tends to be a little more premium and, you know, the taste discerning is much higher for the customer who using pots, overall, would it be right to assume that the competitive situation out there is relatively lower, or is it as intense as we see in roast and ground and instant coffee, etc.?
Yeah, the players are very similar in the game. Who are in the roast and ground as well as in the pots kind of a market. And so for me to say one is higher or lower is very difficult. The competitive intensity is strong in either category.
Okay. And do private labels also there in pots?
Yes.
Okay, fine. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Any participants who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. With the next question from the line of Sameer Gupta from India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Sir, Percy here once more. Just again on the 8 o'clock, since the sales is not comparable due to the change in accounting for Keurig, could you just give us what is the like-for-like sales growth in 8 o'clock?
You are meaning volumes or...
Volume as well as value.
No, volumes for the branded segment has been marginally lower for the branded bag segment.
Sir, branded means in 8 o'clock everything will be branded only.
Yeah, I'm saying bags volumes. Bags volumes will be marginally lower. But you okay. Ask, see, how do you want it? The only thing is, see, the earlier arrangement was more of royalty. You know, there's a mix of, there'll be a mix. That's why I'm saying.
So what I mean, sir, is supposing this arrangement with Keurig had not changed at all, then what kind of sales growth would you have posted?
Okay. So you're asking about the royalty stream versus this, is it?
No, sir. Just for the 8 o'clock business overall, supposing you had just maintained the royalty agreement with Keurig, plus you have your own sales anyways, and that is what is reported, right? So the reporting is a sum of the royalty plus your own sales. That is what it used to be before the agreement changed. So supposing if the agreement had not changed and you continued with your reporting, then what would be the growth for the overall 8 o'clock business? The sales growth.
Two responses on this, Kinjit. I think it's a hypothetical question because transition has happened. I think honestly what you need to do is give it 2-3 quarters and you will see the volume impact anyway between the two situations. And that is when the best judgment will happen. The very fact that we are reporting singular volumes and then moving forward is an indication that we are on the right track. We need to measure through increased distribution and increased offtake in volumes.
Okay, so you're saying the volume growth, the pods including the coffee bags, everything, the entire business put together, the volume growth is approximately flat. Is that correct?
No, it has grown. See, definitely the overall volumes have grown because the K-cups have also come in, no?
Okay.
So very clear, 233, only is the, of course, the branded bags is there. There is some private label arrangements which will be there, and then there is the K-Cups. So all the three are there. So obviously, overall, if you look at it, between this quarter and the previous year's quarter, the volumes have gone up.
By what percentage would they have gone up?
Pardon?
By what percentage would they have gone up?
So percentage-wise, you know, if you want to look at, what is it, maybe around 10%, that's what I overall guess.
You are taking K-Cups in the base quarter as well as this quarter while calculating that 10%?
Yeah, it will, but then the K-Cups will be difficult, no, because the volume will be, the arrangement was more, you know, towards the royalty, no? But I'm just saying I'm not including K-Cups in that sense, because it will be difficult for us to then go on that.
Okay, understood. So if we exclude K-Cups and just look at the other parts of the business, then the volumes will be approximately flat?
Approximately flat, yes.
Okay. And since coffee terminals are lower, your realizations on a YOY basis, would they have materially gone down?
Realization of what?
The realization per kilo, your selling price.
Do you understand in a branded business, these two are not linked? The previous person had asked, what tends to happen when the markets, when the pressure goes in, goes, the costs go down, intensity of competitive spends increases. So that's-
Yeah, so that would mean that your promotional quantity increases, and therefore, your realization per kilo, adjusted for promotion, would go down, right?
That's right.
So what would be the approximate effect of that in terms of your realization per kilo? How much would it be down?
Difficult to quantify. Yeah, it's a mixture, no, Sameer, so it will be difficult for us to... See, suffice is to say that overall, you know, when the volumes may have been flat, the turnover has gone up.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Jagani from SKS Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. What is your assessment for coffee production this year? I mean, there were some reports that there have been some black rot disease and some bean droppings because of very heavy rainfall. So does that impact us?
You're talking about this quarter, currently?
Yeah, currently or like the, I mean, yeah.
It's very difficult because we have read the same reports as you have, which are coming out, that there are because of the heavy rainfall, there are some coffee droppings. We are assessing. So we are currently seeing a very insignificant impact in our estates, which is what we have assessed. Significantly better off than what we're hearing in the marketplace.
Yeah. Additionally, see, last year has been a bad year for coffee, especially Robusta. So this year, obviously, we are not seeing, you know, that kind of a major impact in that sense. So we are hoping for a, you know, a smart recovery in the Robusta volume, Robusta crop.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Next question is on the line of Mukundan Keshav from Cogensis. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
So my question is also related to the last question. So we have been hearing a lot about heavy rain. So far, you said that there's not any significant impact on your garden. But do you think there will be more production losses in the coming days if the rain continues?
Please understand that the rains which have come are actually very welcome for the crop.
Okay, sir. So there won't be any losses in crop production?
As of now, we are not-
Yeah.
Seeing that in a significant manner. And plus, additionally, as I mentioned, last year has been a very adverse year for us, especially in terms of Robusta, which we don't see that kind of a trend just this year, as of now.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Today have a really welcome for the crop, and also for the fact that all our water capture, harvesting tanks, our capacities are filled, which really augurs very well for our crops, in terms of water availability.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question from the line of Yash Agarwal from Crest Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, yes.
Hello. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the Tata Group has stated its intent to have, you know, one consumer company, one listed consumer entity, and there's a lot of noise between, you know, combining Tata Global with Tata Coffee.
First is, when do you think that can be possible? And secondly, what benefit in terms of synergies can it, give to you?
Yes,
both Data Clock and the standalone entity?
Yes, I think it is completely, at this speculative because we have, as just as you have read, we have read. That's all. So there is no such.
It's all market speculation.
Yeah, it's all market speculation. We don't want to respond.
But in terms of synergy, does it make, business sense to do it, for 8 o'clock especially?
No, no comment on this. It's very speculative. So let's not go to an academic discussion.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Jigar Shah from Maybank. Please go ahead.
Good morning. My question pertains to first the plantation segment. If you see last year for the whole year, there is a small loss as per the segment results. In the fourth quarter of last year, the loss was big. Now there is a Y-on-Y fall, but there is still an improved performance compared to the fourth quarter of the last year, so substantially better. So want to understand that within this, if you can give us a little better color in terms of the 13-14 crores of Y-on-Y decline that you have seen in profit, how much of that comes from pepper, how much of that comes from tea, and how much from other products, if you can give us some better idea, and how do you see that panning out over the next three quarters of the current fiscal year?
So I'll tell you broadly, this loss is more between, shared between pepper and tea. So tea has had one of the very bad quarters. Normally we do well in the first quarter in anomalized, but this year obviously due to adverse, a huge rains and adverse weather conditions, the crop has been lower. So I would say that rather it's a split between pepper and tea. And going forward, it's very difficult to say, but, hopefully, we have to understand it's a seasonal kind of movement. No, for us, the harvesting season for pepper is in the third and fourth quarter, mostly in the fourth quarter. And tea, of course, we'll have to wait and see as to what happened. But tea is not a large part of our portfolio. But obviously, this first quarter has been bad.
I just want to add one more thing. Again, consistently over the last year or 2 years, we've been talking about all our efforts to premiumize, which is paying dividends, rich dividends to us in our coffee portfolio particularly, our direct relationship with roasters, our going up into micro lots, into specialty coffees, monsoon coffees, and we are year on year increasing our difference between commodity and what we are realizing. And it's starting to pan out and become beneficial to us.
Just one more point over here is that the plantation segment, obviously last year was a washout year. Now, what is the sort of a normal profitability, let's say when there are no such these type of disruptions? Because as I see the coffee portfolio of the business, it would gradually get better as you mentioned, lots of measures that you have taken and the Vietnam plant coming up, etc. So there is a certain steady state business over there, but plantation is the one which makes it volatile. So what do you think on a normal year should be the absolute profit that the plantation business can deliver? And I think that would be, or a range of that could be really useful. I'm not asking for a guidance for this year, but in general, what one should look at?
See, the only thing is, again, as you rightly said, we're difficult to put a number, but I'll tell you, see, the problem, it's a mix of both the crop and the price. So obviously we have to look at, so there have been years when the coffee has done extremely well. So one has to look at, and last year was a bad year, last year we have explained in an analyst call also, last year was a year of aberration where we took, there was a huge beating on the Robusta crop and also bit on pepper. So obviously I think average sense we can say that coffee has been highly profitable for us. So we'll leave it there because obviously it's a mix of crop, terminals and all that. And we have all been always, sort of trying to, premiumize a substantial part of the portfolio going into that. And so that's, and then monsoon coffee, which we have, the facility which we have expanded. So those are the kind of, kind of focus which has been driving us. So suffice to say that the coffee profitability has been healthy in a, medium term.
They have the reports, annual reports.
Okay, I think that is okay for me for now. I'll come back in the queue.
Pepper again has been, we have been focusing heavily on pepper as well. It has been, giving us healthy margins. Obviously, again, being a commodity portfolio, price volatility is something which we have to live with.
But has the dumping stopped? There was a dumping of paper?
Yeah, still it's on. That's why the reflection in terms of the prices. So that will have
difficult word to answer dumping, but there is trade flow happening.
Yeah.
So that is still on.
For domestic prices, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. We have the follow-up question from the line of Kush Gangar from Care PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, I read in a news article where it is mentioned that we have begun to supply to Starbucks globally. So currently we are supplying only in India with 100 odd stores. Globally they have 24,000 odd stores. So how big can this be? Can this be in terms of the size? And so if you can just touch upon that.
So very clearly the article was mentioning that over the last 2 years, we have succeeded in getting micro lots into the reserve range of Starbucks. Okay, that is what we are talking about.
Okay.
And we also have an India estate blend, which is from our estates, which is marketed by Starbucks through their stores.
Okay, so it was mainly relating to that. Okay,
yes.
So that portion would be very small.
Very small, but very prestigious.
Okay. Yeah, sure, that's it.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from the line of Jigar Shah from Maybank. Please go ahead.
Sorry, one more point while we discussed a lot on the plantation. Can one at least say that the worst for the plantation business for this year is over with the first quarter?
No, it's like this. The point is, as we explained, while tea has had a bad quarter, but again, tea is something which we have to go through this phase, because tea is something which is not seasonal in the sense, we have our peak seasons and peak months and off-peak months. As far as coffee is concerned, we haven't seen anything, no, because only the harvesting will happen in third and fourth quarters. So, but knowing, from the past trend, as we mentioned, last year was an aberration, year of aberration. So this year, hopefully, we are not expecting the kind of, issues on Robusta crop, and it's going to be an on year, that's what we are expecting.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any participants who would like to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I would like to hand the conference back to the management for the closing comments. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot to everyone for being on the call. Just to summarize, like I mentioned in the beginning, it's been a mixed bag. Lots of good things have happened, especially when we see the performance of our ICD and green coffee businesses, and the profit it has got is really isolated. Because of the rain in the tea category and the pepper terminals. However, our intent, our desire or our work, taking us into more specialized areas, distancing us from commodity, continues, and that is where the success lies as we go forward. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.